Some Australian research that's found middle managers are the ones suffering heightened levels of burnout. This is due to premature promotions, apparently. Survey shows that 73% of them reported burnout. Now, AUT Professor of Human Resource Management, Jared Haas, with us on all of this. Jared, morning to you.
Good morning.
What's a middle manager?
Well, I guess that's somebody who's probably at the coalface dealing with staff, doing all those kind of day-to-day bits, as opposed to maybe a more kind of senior level who might be more kind of tied in with the strategic level. And we've got to remember Australia's a lot bigger than us, so those are probably, you know, probably quite a lot of them, probably a lot of responsibility and clearly a lot of pressure they're under.
Because that's why I asked the question, because I wonder if a middle manager has more burnout, because you don't want to be a middle manager, you want to be a senior manager. So you're on your way to somewhere better, aren't you? Hence, you're open to this business of why am I stuck here?
Well, and the thing is, the next level up, they have more freedom because they can push the work down to the middle managers and say, hey, I need you to go and do this thing here while I think more strategically. So middle managers kind of get the day-to-day problems of employees and maybe some supervisors, but then they also get additional work from their managers. So a lot of pressure going on.
How do we know burnout's burnout? I mean, I could say, look, it's Monday, I've had a long weekend, tell you what, I'm feeling burnt out. It doesn't mean anything. It's just, is there a definition of burnout?
Yeah, there is. Now, I actually looked up that Australian report, and academically, it's not the greatest out there by any stretch of the imagination. I use a far more psychometrically rigorous one, which isn't actually about asking you if you're burnt out. It's basically asking questions about various criteria. So that Australian one is pretty pretty typical of these industry reports. They're all just kind of one question. I personally wouldn't take a lot of stock on that survey data, to be honest.
Good, because that number strikes me as exceedingly high and I don't believe it. So you're right to say. So when you ask somebody, are you burnt out, that's the wrong question to ask.
Yeah, and I've actually done research where I've used this kind of fancy measure, and then I've, right at the end of the survey, I've described what burnout is and asked them if they are it. And even people who, from my analysis, are burnt out, they're saying, no, I'm totally fine and normal. And I'm just like, no, clearly you're not. But so people just, you know, some people just don't understand what burnout means. And then other questions like this Australian one tie in words like fatigue and stress and burnout. And I'm just like, no, you're just conflating stuff now. So.
Exactly. Good on you, Jared. Nice to talk to you. I love the laughing. Every guest should end the interview with, ha, 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 ha. So we can toss that in the bin. Shouldn't have done the interview because the survey was dodgy as.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.